Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lloyd, I can't hear you. I hear nothing from you, and I don't think that's me. Let me make sure. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Are you there? Yeah, that is me. Okay. Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
So did you get a Valentine this morning?
No.
No.
No. No. No. You know, no, we'll talk about that on Making America Great Again. No. No, you know, I'm still Valentine-less.
Today is my youngest granddaughter's birthday.
Congratulations, Grandpa.
Yeah, Caitlin. I talked to her this morning.
How's she doing?
Good. My grandson was all excited he's gonna get donuts at school.
You know, I wanna talk about that on air also. It was simple. We've made everything so complex. So this ought to be fun. I'm listening to commercials in my ear.
Oh. I got to get one of that fancy headset thing.
You don't want this one. This is for football people. We're gonna downsize. And I have another one, but I'm gonna downsize to a lapel pin. These are old. You need this one, the little tiny earpiece with the mic.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want these anymore. This is old technology. It's bad. I mean, the sound is great. If you can hold the mic and make sure you don't move around too much and get in the way of the microphone. But the ones that come around the ear, that come straight to the mouth, I think that's the way I'm going to hopefully be able to go. So I'll see you Thursday morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you want coffee. Do you want breakfast?
Well, I want breakfast.
Hey.
You don't need to go to that much effort.
Okay. Hey, I'm not going to fight the cost. I'm just going to offer.
I'll grab us a donut on the way
in. No, bring a donut, not one.
Hmm?
I'm behaving. I'm trying to get
That's
my Valentine. I'm trying to get
I'll
a Valentine.
Grab I'll grab us each a donut.
I'm trying to get a Valentine.
Three
I don't
donuts.
Want to look like a Valentine.
Three donuts. One for you, one for Jeff, one for me.
Jeff can't eat donuts. Remember, he can't eat gluten. He can't eat flour.
Oh, he can't eat gluten? Well, I won't bring any donuts either. That'd be mean. Oh, I got to look. I think Dunkin' Donuts have a sign out. They got gluten-free donuts.
They probably do. I would not be surprised. I don't know where he is today, but...
I hope that ain't whiskey.
Huh?
I hope that isn't whiskey.
That was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not. Not on the air. That would be bad. I don't know if they do that. No. I have, I've got about a minute and a half before we go live on WHK.
Okay.
And so we come up at 6 after still.
Oh,
hey, Josh, you there? Listen, can we change my intro? And I need to, and I'll send it over to you. And I want to change the name, change it back to Tracy and Friends, and just make it straight, make it simple. Okay, and I'll send it over to you. But I need to do that. And we had a discussion, but I hadn't talked to you. Okay, thanks.
I should be in my new office in a couple of weeks.
You should be where?
In my new office.
Oh, I thought you said your new house. I'm going, where are you going?
No. I tore out a closet and a built-in and made that one room in a house bigger. I'm going to move my office in there and get Colton a Murphy bed.
Oh.
And then this room that I'm using for an office now, we'll put twin beds in here for the girls.
Because girls always get cheated.
What's that?
The girls always get cheated. They got to share. Hold on.
Well, those two boys, it'd be the other way around.
Hold on. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I am Tracy Winbush, and you are listening to Tracy and Friends, and we are talking at you on WHKW. And it's good to be here. I've got Lloyd Sticks Burt with me, and I'm waiting on Jeff and Larry to call in and chime in. Want you to always and to come in and talk with us also. Today's number is 515-602-9695. Write that number down. You can call, talk live with us. We want to talk about making America great again. And we had this conversation at a production meeting on earlier this week, talked to Lloyd, talked to Jeff, and we want to find out, if you're not making America great again, then what are you doing? And so good morning, Lloyd. How are you? Or good afternoon.
I'm fine. Happy Valentine's Day, Miss Tracy.
Big deal. Well, you don't smile. Don't grin. I don't have a Valentine. Does that mean that I'm not... What?
There's a whole lot of candy companies that this is their big day of the year. You know that, don't you? It's like their Christmas.
It's their Christmas.
It's their Black Friday. All right. Well, it's their Black Friday.
But where's my Valentine?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't send you one.
Actually, you know what? I think it's overrated now in some aspects because we've taken the simplicity out of it. And I was looking at I was in an antique store earlier last week. And they had Valentines that we used to pass out when we were in school, Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the kids were, it was simple, it was quirky, it was so politically incorrect in some aspects. But some of them, they were just sweet. And we never paid attention to mm-hmm. anything that was there. And I look at the kids today and what decisions and what we put before them and how difficult we've made things like Valentine's Day. Making America great. America was so simple at one time. And we took things so light. We joked about our mistakes. We laughed at our failures. And right now, we are in a situation that the propaganda, the media, the people, they are not giving us what we need. The church is not in the forefront. The leaders are not leading. And then we have children and we have Valentine's Day today and we're supposed to be celebrating love and relationships and friends. And I don't think people are doing that, not like they should. And it's not sincere if they're doing it.
Well, you know, it's always been the joke that it's the Hallmark holiday. But it's just been shoved to the point now for a lot of people where it's a major expense. You know, I mean, my wife and I, we've been married 38 years, and I do the same thing for her every year. Well, I failed this year. Normally, I go over there to Gorance, and I buy her six of those chocolate-covered cherries.
Ooh.
Roland Boardman.
You failed? Well, you didn't fail yet, because you never
I
know. They may land upon your door. They may land on your door. You never know. What?
But I always make supper, and that's we've done that for years.
And you've been married how long?
38.
No, I think you got some time in. 38 years, really?
It'll be 39 in September.
Wow. So, let me ask you this. We talk about making America great. We talk about trying to, and we can't go backwards. So how do we go forward and still become strong? Because right now our political and our politics, they're not making us stronger, and they're not making us better. No, on either side.
We need some leaders that are willing to take responsibility for their errors, and they need to admit their errors. You know, the old adage, you know, the cover-up's worse than the crime usually. And when we have a leader, we have leadership, and it's not just one party, it's both parties. And when they screw up, they won't just come to the American people and say, you know what, we blew it. You know, 50-50 chance and we picked the wrong choice and go about their business. Everybody wants to blame somebody else.
But even in doing so, Styx, I mean, look at, we got balloons flying. And I heard a prophet mention this, and he said, America's worried about balloons flying across America, but every America's on TikTok, Snapchat, and any other platform that is not American-owned. So why are you worried about the kites flying in the air when you're not worried about what you're carrying around in your pocket?
That's kind of my opinion. You know, and as far as purchasing stuff, I'm as guilty as anybody else about buying China-produced products. I mean, I'm not going to stand here.
I mean, if you don't buy
on the table and that I do my best to only buy American made products. I don't, and I should. I'm guilty of that.
You can't. At one time, Styx, you could, but you can't now. You can. I don't think you can actually say I'm not.
Okay,
I'm only buying. Oh no, you can't. You can't even buy fish. No, Styx, you can't even buy fish. Swimming in America.
By what?
Fish. It's imported. Fish at the grocery store? You know, fish.
Yeah.
It's imported. America imports food now.
Well, you know, we need to buy local as much of our food as we can. We buy all of our beef either at Horse in Columbiana
Horse
or over at Poland's in East Canton.
Horse Pack.
And it's all local. It's all local. It all comes from local producers. You can do it if you want to go out of your way. And it's not that much more expensive.
Is it more expensive? Somewhat?
I buy beef by the half, and I buy hogs by the whole. So I can't equate what I'm paying for meat to what if you go over here to Giant Eagle or over to Rooley's and buy meat.
So now let me ask you this. Is it better? Is it still more cost-effective to go ahead and buy the steer?
At the fair?
At the fair. I mean, buy it or, you know, do what you buy a half a quart. Is it better? Still better to buy that way in bulk? It's still more?
Oh, yeah. It's way less expensive. The problem is it's a big bunch of money up front. The last half of beef I bought with the processing, I think, was about $1,200.
And that's a lot of beef. How long does that last?
Well, it's a year. That's a year's worth.
That ain't bad.
So that works out $100 a month for me.
That's,
you know, but the thing is, you have to, you know, if you're a person that doesn't like certain cuts of meat, then you shouldn't do that because you're going to lose.
Okay.
You know, you've got meat in the freezer you don't want to eat.
Okay. So you have to weigh your options. Hey, I see Nikki Haley. Put in her bid for president. And I'm a Nikki Haley fan, but I don't think she's going to be the one, do you?
No. No, I don't. And I think if Kristi Noem from South Dakota runs, I think she's going to be running for vice president.
DeSantis, you think he has a shot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you think
There's an awful lot of people that Donald Trump has given a bad taste in their mouth. We all think he did a great job, but he can't let it go.
And it's
just time to move on.
Do you think his time is over politically? I think
he needs to become a kingmaker. I think Donald Trump could very well get behind Ron DeSantis. And if he would come check his ego at the door and say, Ron's my guy, Ron DeSantis will be the next president of the United States.
But this is the issue. I think President Trump wants to redeem his name. See, it's hard when you've had your name and your name has been in lights for so long and your legacy has been tarnished, whether it be true or not true. And you want to prove that I'm not who you say I am. I'm better than this. And President Trump was a great president. Media, the propaganda, the scandals, the things that have followed him. It's kind of hard to get through the mud. It'll be 100 years before they figure out how great he was.
It was lie after lie after lie. The Hunter Biden laptop that they hid and lied. And I mean, it was just lie after lie after lie. They made up things. They lied on FISA reports. I mean, our entire bureaucracy is out of control. And I don't believe our elected officials are running this country anymore. I believe it's the bureaucracy.
So
it's what I've always called the alphabet soup of the federal government.
So you don't think that the politicians are in charge?
No, I don't.
So who's in charge?
The bureaucracy.
Hey, caller.
The Mandarins. The Mandarins. Do you remember learning about the Mandarins?
The Manchurian president?
In school?
Yeah.
No, the Mandarins in China.
No.
During the imperial period of China, they had a socialist type government where you had an emperor, and then the emperor had all of this bureaucracy under him that he ran, and they called those people the Mandarins. And the Mandarins was a separate social class from the people that actually did anything. And they were paid better, and they were treated better than the people that actually did the work and provided the tax dollars.
Oh, wow.
Does that sound familiar?
No. You were a good student. I skipped that class. 314, I think that's Bianchi. How are you?
Tracy, did you ever get married?
No.
Am I too late?
No, you're not too late. I still haven't found a Valentine.
Oh, my
now.
Goodness.
I'm still single. I'm as single as I was the last time you talked to me. Isn't that a shame?
Well, I might attempt to try to do something with it. I might be proposing to you or something. I don't know. How you doing, Slick?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing great. How about you, Bianchi?
I'm doing fine. You know, it's a good subject. Well, I'm down south right now. St. Louis is too violent, and it's too cold. So either one is not healthy for you. But no, you're talking about the government. The big problem is the states don't do what they're supposed to do. The federal government gets its powers from the states, and the states do not control the federal government like they should. People need to know that. You have a congressional district that have many state districts in it. The states control the federal government. States have the ability to nullify federal acts. States have the ability to nullify court decisions that they think is unconstitutional because states are sovereign countries. And until they get back to that, I don't know what to tell you.
Bianchi, most people don't realize that's how America works.
Well, Tracy, you're absolutely right. You know, I've been working with the local Convention of States group here in Louisiana and trying to encourage people to get involved in that so that you can have an Article 5 convention. And that is about the last step before you get to the point what you don't want to see.
How many states do we have signed on to that now, Bianchi?
I think you have 19.
We need
they have 19. I meet with them weekly. They need 34 for the proposal, Then, of course, 38 to ratify.
So I know that they're working on it here in Ohio also.
Mm-hmm.
Why won't Congress go ahead and do something to –
they're not
going to
do it.
They're not going to do it?
They're not going to do it. No, ma'am. They're not going to do it. It's because they're on the gravy train. You know what? You had a train derailment there in Ohio.
Yeah, down in
Could that possibly be some terrorists that have came across the border?
I never thought about that.
I got family lives over there, and they haven't said there's anything suspicious about it.
But
I know, and here's another thing. They're trying to tell the people it's safe to go back, and their livestock's dropping over like flies.
I heard about that. I heard chickens are dying everywhere.
Yeah,
dogs and foxes and everything else. These balloons. This is a bunch
of
distraction.
As a matter of fact, the church that Kate Flowers' husband preaches at is within a mile of that wreck. They had to cancel church service.
Wow. Hey, Jeff, I think you're on. Good afternoon.
1.5 million gotaways, and you didn't think that might have been a terrorist act? I've been waiting for them to happen. Because, if they've caught 38 of those guys at the border, they caught 38. You know that there's a whole lot more that got through with those 1.5 million. And then we got this idiot sitting, the resident. I'm sorry. We have the resident sitting in Washington, D.C., talking about mega Republicans.
Let me tell you something. And if this Jeff, hello Jeff, how you doing? It's Pianchi.
Hey Pianchi, I hollered at you when I drove through there a couple weeks ago.
But look, when you have buses loaded up with the and they ship them to like D.C., the bus leave with 50 and get to D.C. only have 45. Well, what happened to the five that was on there?
What happened when they stopped for the bathroom break and decided not to get on back on the bus? That's what happened, Gus. That's it.
They met up with somebody.
Hey, listen, Bianchi, listen. That's what you call free transportation.
The reason I tend to think the train derailment in East Palestine was an accident and not terrorism was because I think somebody was going to do terrorism, that train would have derailed in the middle of Pittsburgh or Clayton. Can you imagine what would happen if that thing would have derailed in the middle of Pittsburgh or Cleveland? I'm pretty sure that line down there, that's where it ends up, is in Pittsburgh.
Well, the question is, what were they hauling? You have to understand the millions, the infrastructure problems that it causes and creates. And every disruption, no matter how trivial, whether it's in East Palestine or Pittsburgh, it affects the American process because we are dependent on rails.
Well, this track was a straight stretch. It wasn't no curves or anything.
Well, a wheel bearing went bad on one of the cars.
That's what they say sticks. But here's my point with that. Terrorists always do dry runs. They practice before they go do what they really want to do. So they practice with a small unit in an area that still had a lot of damage to it because it got into drinking water. What drinking water are they in? Is that the Ohio River?
No, they would probably be on either a reservoir or a well or wells.
Because they were saying it messed up.
East Palestine is right on 14 at the PA. At the PA. PA.
Yeah, you know, I know where it's at. I used to work. That was all my area. It's only 15.
They're not pulling water out of the river.
That's only about 15, 20 miles from me, you know. So I'm in the drop zone.
You know, I'm going to tell you guys something. It has been so much stuff went on since last time I talked to y'all. Just think about it.
The world
every
has changed.
Damn day. This damn Joe Biden, you seeing how corrupt
Pionki.
The DOJ
Pionki.
Is.
No
Joe
bad
Biden
words.
Should have been in jail a long time ago.
Pionki, we're still on the radio. No bad words.
Well, I'm sorry, but Joe Biden should have been in jail a long time ago.
Yeah. You know,
sir,
they are disingenuous in all of the reporting. That's why President Biden is in office. He shouldn't be there. Even if someone else is there, he shouldn't be there. He should have never made it that far. But because they have not been open and honest within our media and telling people the truth, you talk about states' rights, Pionki, and the Convention of States. Most people don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, the media is the largest systemic.
We've dumbed down our population so far that most people don't know that originally the state legislature selected the senators, not a popular vote.
They should go back to that and amend the 17th Amendment.
Most people don't know that, and our children, you have to realize our children, we don't know, and our children coming behind us, they are very, very technically savvy, but they're very ignorant when it comes to how to run their government.
By design.
And if they don't learn and wake up.
The schools we're going to. You look at this pandemic. Heck, I knew better than that when I was coming out of grade school, because we learned about things that cause viruses and bacteria and so forth.
That is true. Because, I mean, you look at what's going on with the mask thing right now, even today. And, Jeff, your family's still wearing masks.
Not my family, but folk around me.
No. I'm talking about your cousins. You know, not necessarily your immediate family. I'm talking about your cousins. Because I went to the salon the other day, and they made me put a mask on. I said, well, ain't COVID over? They're like, no, you got to have a mask on. I'm like, no.
White general, no mask. Black general.
Hold on, Sticks. What'd you say, Jeff?
No, Sticks got to get in his phone. He can't hear what he's saying.
What'd you say, Sticks?
I said they released a report yesterday saying that the whole mask thing was totally ineffective.
Well, absolutely. They did that at the beginning, and they squashed it. And
Pionki
was getting ready to
Viruses can go through your eyes.
I tell you, someone said the other day, I saw this, and it said that what made you think that a virus could not go through a mask, but you can have on several layers of clothes and smell somebody else's flatulence?
You're absolutely right, Tracy. Viruses, there's about three or four different ways that viruses can get in your body. One's through your mouth, two is through your nose. Your nose have an immune response with snot. Your eyes have an immune response with tearing. That's why that crust form in the side of your eyes, you wake up in the morning. You have boogers in your nose. That's an immune response. You have acidity in your saliva. That's an immune response. It also goes through your ears. Have you ever tasted your earwax lately?
No.
It's bitter and sour. That there is another immune response to things trying to get in your body. And the last way is in your skin. If you took a microscope and looked at your skin, especially the pores, you got mites, M-I-T-E-S, that's living there. And if something tried to get through your skin, going through those pores, those mites will attack it and eat it. And guess what? They would defecate. That's why when a person ain't took a bath in a long time, they stink.
Pionki,
I'm applauding up here, Pionki. I'm applauding. That was excellent.
You know what, Pionki? I've missed you. Just so that you know that. You have bring a flavor
I miss you too,
all Stace. To yourself.
I miss you too, Tracy. And I really do.
I did.
I tell you what, I said to myself, I didn't know how lucky I was to have smart people like Jeff, Slick, and Stacy when I had them. I just took it for granted. When I get out here with these other fools.
I think we all did. You know, you take things for granted. I want to say A.C. McCullough passed away. And A.C. was over at Cumulus when we went over there after we had first started the show. And he'd been in broadcast forever before when I got there. I didn't realize he was as old as he is and was. And he passed away, I guess, yesterday or day before yesterday. And you really
day before.
And you really don't know how much you love someone and how much you miss someone until someone calls you and tells you that someone's passed away until they're gone. And it was really, really telling for me. I didn't realize his death would impact me so much because I haven't seen him for a while. And as Pianchi was saying, you don't really miss things until you're not there. And when it's not there, it's like, wow. Look at what I had in my hand. Look at what, you know, I missed some time there. And so that's why, you know, we got to start living in the moment. And I'm so glad to have Tracy and friends and trying to bring us all back together again. I talked to Bill, and hopefully he'll be back with us soon. And we've lost Mark Mangi, and we've lost Ben Bradshaw, because both of them passed away while we were gone. But it's good to have the core group back together again in some aspects, and I do appreciate it because technology has changed. We have changed, but America needs us, whether they know it or not, because I think we have the brightest brain trust, bar none. Yes, no?
Well, you know.
We discuss things that nobody else is willing to touch.
What do you mean?
Well, there's some people out there. Yeah, there's some people out there that's discussing these things on the same level, just not enough of them. And the thing that disturbs me, even when I go to these COS meetings, you don't have any young people there. And my grandson finally got his bachelor's in petroleum engineering. He's working on his master's and so on. But see, I started teaching my kids early on. And that's what you have to do. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. They need to get God back into these families because you got too much ungodliness that's going on that's just unheard of. You need to put the fear of God in these kids, in these families, because they just run wild.
What this generation accepts, the next generation, or what this generation tolerates, the next generation will seem normal, feel as normal.
But remember,
I mean, and I'm not talking like preaching like Warnock there in Georgia, some of these other preachers. You need to be at home. It needs to be studied, not only in that, but other things too, because these young people today, they are clueless in what it is. They don't understand their responsibility from a civic level, and they don't have the morals that they're supposed to have. And the funny thing about it, you got adults that's promoting this stuff, letting cross-dressers come up into your kindergarten class with Daisy Duke shorts on, rainbow wig, testicles hanging out. What the hell's going on?
Whoa.
Let me tell you.
Terrestrial radio.
But let me say this. Pianchi, you're right. Because when you lose God, and if you don't know where you come from, and you lose your family structure, you've lost life. And right now, men, the order of God. In the beginning, God made man and woman, and he created the heavens and the earth. And there was an order that he created. And in that order that he created, it was for functionality. And we have taken all function out of family, and we got this little partnership thing going on that is insane. We have kids who don't know their parents. They don't know their mama nor their daddy. And they tell me here in Ohio, the Children's Services Agency, they're having a hard time because people are bringing kids to the facility to drop them off, their kids. Because, you remember, you can't discipline your own child.
My sister works at a local school district here, and not what's an affluent area, but what would be considered an upper middle class rural area. And she said the children are just out of control. I mean, they're doing things in grade school and middle school that we didn't think about doing in high school. They had to lock their band room up because kids were going in there and having sex, middle school kids. They sent a couple of kids to the hospital with alcohol poisoning.
Listen.
We have allowed.
There's a school.
Allowed our moral structure.
There was a high school in Virginia where the boys go in the bathroom, six of them are so lined up against the wall, and here comes six others to get on their knees in front of them. That stuff is going on in the high
schools. So
and I'm going to tell you another thing. Some of these parents, some of these families are sacrificing the black sheep of their family in order to get this settlement money. They're getting involved with these disastrous results with police, then they want to sue and get settlement money. If you don't think that's not going on, you need to have another thing coming, because it is.
Pionky, no.
Well, you have that happening, and you also have parents that are allowing their children to be diagnosed with things like ADD in order to get SSI.
Free tech.
To get an SSI check.
They used to call it the crazy check.
They still do. Jeff, you there?
Yep.
Any comments?
Not right
just
this minute.
Amen.
Amen and amen. I missed the dialogue like this myself, because there has to be a brain trust of people across the nation that can finally try to get some things together. And I don't know if that's going to happen now. I don't know if we're too far gone even. And we just have to ride out till what we believe is Jesus coming back does. But we're in trouble at this particular juncture. And the way they've branded conservatives and the church don't know. If they don't get it together, you're going to have some people really, really messed up out here. Really messed up.
Well, they just had that memo from the FBI in Virginia. I believe it was in Virginia, from a field office
right.
In Virginia, saying they needed to watch out for traditional Catholics, meaning Catholics that still attend a traditional Latin mass, because they're possible homegrown terrorists. Conservative Catholics, you know, and they say the same thing about conservative Christians of all stripes.
Let me say this.
Right.
Let me say this. Until we break the barrier, see, there's an order to God. But there's no gender and there's no race in God. And when I say gender and race, I am a woman and I have a place in the order of God. I am not a man. But just because I'm a woman, that does not make me not human. And what's happening with that, and women are usurping authority over men. And they think that they're supposed to be completely in charge, and they're not. We're not made for that. And that's why we're talking about, you know, Nikki Haley and the governor of North Carolina. Is it sticks?
South Dakota.
I'm concerned about women being president, because we are feeling, and we are emasculating men to the point to where they're just as feminine as women, and we need to have strong men in leadership. That's why I love President Trump, because even if I disagree with him, he was still a man. Jeff, you need to mute your mic.
Okay.
Well, the reason I don't have a problem with a female president is because Margaret Thatcher, I guess, is probably the best example You know, you can have I look at running the country like running a business. And you've got some very good, strong female business people. Proverbs 31 lays out the perfect woman. And the perfect woman is a businesswoman.
Yeah.
She also, in being a successful businesswoman, she is also doing right by her husband and making her husband proud and making her taking care of her children.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've gone wrong in looking at this is when we try to tell women they can do the jobs of men. And they can't take the spiritual position of a man. They can't be
well,
the
you
head
can't
of the
even
house.
Get good prosecutors. Look at that Kim Fox in Chicago let out 28,000 felony cases. You got Kim Gardner in St. Louis, she's just terrible. She's supposed to have been the first black female prosecutor for the city of St. Louis. She's terrible. Look at Mosley in Baltimore.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
They don't prosecute.
When we get in power, we are ahead. And we hold on to things, and we can't move from one thing to the next. And we bring stuff up that maybe we shouldn't. We need to let go. Let sleeping dogs lie. And we are incubators. We hold on to things. And you've got to – a man will let things go and move on. And women don't do that.
I totally disagree.
Okay.
In the case of the prosecutors, you're talking about a political ideology, and it has nothing to do with their gender.
Jeff, what were you saying?
You think
that a woman could get into the president of the United States and be the leader of the free world?
Condoleezza Rice, even though she's a progressive, I'd vote for her in a minute over what we have right now. I'd vote for the girl in Arkansas.
Let's do this. We cannot compare anybody to President Biden because anybody will be better than President Biden right now. I would vote for Patches, and she's my dog.
I got a prediction to make.
Sarah Huckabee would be better than Biden. A whole lot of them.
Right.
Well, anybody. No comparison to Biden.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders. My prediction is Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be our first female president.
I'll tell you something else, Huckabee Sanders.
Go ahead. Yeah, okay.
I'm going to tell you something else. You need to stop voting for people because of their damn skin color.
You're right.
Right?
You know, it don't mean a thing, do it?
It don't mean a damn thing. It's the biggest surprise you ever can get.
Bianchi, quit cussing.
You're going to get a shirt off the radio station.
I just got a good show today, and you just
well,
keep
I'm
on
just happy.
Up.
I forget. I'm sorry. And those that hear me, you know, you get to the point where you don't took as much as you can. You can't take no more.
I hope Josh has a. I hope we're on like a delay, and Josh has a button back in Cleveland.
He says no, he doesn't. So be nice. He's yelling in my ear. Listen, we want to have good radio. We want to have good entertaining talk, and we're going to open the lines up. But remember, we are on a radio station, and we have rules to go by. And I need to make sure we apply by them and we go by them. Please. I know it's hard because I am just as fed up, and I do understand. My mom said the same thing because she says preachers shouldn't say words like that. But, you know.
All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Before I say something, I'm going to write it down and read it first.
Thank you.
So you guys really think that we can, Sarah Huckabee Sanders can be the first? She's not going to do that in 24, is she? She just became governor.
No. I don't know. I'm not saying that she could even win.
I don't think she'll be 24. My dream succession would be DeSantis 24. And then Huckabee Sanders, 32.
You're going a little far.
I don't think. I don't think Sarah could win. She's too blah.
Well,
she gave a great speech, and it went nowhere.
In 32, that's so far out. You know, understand, artificial intelligence is just getting ready to, has just started, and it's a game changer. And if we don't get a hold of our states' rights, get a hold of our Social Security spending and what we're doing, what we're talking about right now is really going to be a mute issue, because the people that are in office right now are so very ignorant to everything that's going on in the world right now.
Hold on, Pionki.
What'd you say, Sticks?
Okay.
If we don't curb our national spending, it won't be very many more years before every tax dollar that's taken in will cover the interest on the national debt and Social Security. And that'll be it.
Well, see,
there won't be a single dime left over for anything.
You cannot tax
your way out of this mess.
But see, this is the problem.
There's not enough tax at all.
The BRIC nations, Saudi Arabia, China, Russia, the BRIC nations, they're getting ready to move the digital dollar or digital currency somewhere we may not want. And it's
going to
be off the petrodollar.
And they want
to go on to a gold standard, and they want to go back to what they knew. And when they do that, what's going to happen to you, the United States of America, where we live?
Right. China, Russia, and India right now are buying tons of gold.
Correct. So when they decide to do this, and it's going to happen, this new world order is going to shift. Because right now, Sleepy Joe, who is the president of the free world, is not leading.
Oh, he's leading.
He doesn't know how to lead.
He's going to do what the Chinese paid him to do.
When he sat there in Ukraine and trying to bribe them with a $1 billion check, and then he made the mistake when the man said, well, the president, and he said, well, call the president. They tell you that both of them is in on this mess.
Thank you.
Let me say this, too. 2032 is a lot closer than we are further from 2008 when they elected Obama. My whole world came coming crashing in on me that year.
Pionki, I think we're the only blacks in the world that didn't support Obama and still stand by it.
Oh, my God. I don't think so. I think you've got a lot to do.
And listen to what I'm saying, Jeff, but overall, because right now, people are still in love with those people. Your cousins are still in love with those people, and they still haven't seen the error of their ways in any way.
Well, they ought to be happy that he's on his third term as president right now, though.
Well, you talk about my cousin. That's why my Rolodex in my phone was about 10 or 12 when it was one time up to 70. I got rid of a lot of people.
That's right. They got rid of me, too.
What I want to know is why I'm racist, because I didn't support Obama, but I supported Ken Blackwell and I supported Herman Cain.
They were Republicans. They were Uncle Tom. They were Uncle Tom. See, you supported Uncle Tom. You didn't support real black men.
Okay.
You know that, right? And that's what that's where my problem is with the church.
Oh, who was it that called Obama authentically black? Joe said he was clean and articulate.
Yeah, he did.
Obama.
About that statement at all.
No. Somebody called him. His lips were light. His lips were dark. Who was that?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll have to Google it.
Never heard that one.
But we need to comprehend the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, who says they are of one. They are still divided.
Well, what I think
we are not standing up. They're not standing up for righteousness when it comes to people.
What I think we need to do as Christians is we need to realize about 90% of what we're dividing ourselves on has nothing to do with Scripture and everything to do with tradition.
So we need to get out of denomination.
Absolutely. you gotta get into the Bible, because if they read and study, it's done. But if they go and listen to the bishop and the pope and this one and that one, you're screwed. That's it.
Jesus told the Pharisees. Jesus told the Pharisees in Mark. He said, you know, you make the word of God void by your traditions. Teaching his doctrine, the teaching of his doctrine, the traditions of man or something. I'd have to look it up for the exact text.
But this is not even about teaching. The Bible says we should know them by the love we have one towards another. It ain't hard. I mean, you understand, you should know them by the love that they have one towards another. So no matter who they are, what they are, there is a love there that should not be disrupted. It should not be. And we allow it inside the body of Christ. We don't teach love inside of our homes. So our children, and really get into, I look at Black History Month that we're in right now. It should not be a month. It's history. But tell the truth. If we begin to tell the truth, we don't have to worry about lies.
And that's the problem. Well, they've distorted history to the point. I guarantee you.
I have nothing wrong with Black history, but African studies.
People know that there were actually Black slave owners.
Say that again.
Yeah, they don't talk about
that.
Hold on, There were
Black slave owners. In fact, the wealthiest woman in Charleston pre-Civil War was a Black woman that owned 150 slaves in a rice plantation.
They don't teach that.
Charleston, South Carolina.
No, they don't teach that. South Carolina had over 30,000 slaves owned by Blacks. Down in New Orleans, 28% of free Blacks owned slaves. 80% of them were women. Yeah, in New Orleans, 28% of free Blacks owned slaves, and 80% of those free ones, Blacks, were women. So you're absolutely right. Africa taught the world slavery. Whites did not go into Africa stealing anybody. That's just logistically impossible.
Didn't work, huh? So why don't we tell the truth anymore? I had this conversation last night, and I said, you know, we get our history from television movies. And television movies are not correct. They're dramatized. And most people have no idea about the real slavery of America. But the humanization that came with Jim Crow, we need to overcome. And it's still riding today because it is called economy. They make money on it. But
well, you've said it forever, Tracy. There's a whole lot of money in poor people.
Oh, poor people make money. That's why they call it Appalachia.
In fact, I saw a report the other day. They were explaining how many billions of dollars are dropped into the non-government organizations to deal with the homeless problem. Why would you want to, if you're running an NGO and the government's giving you millions and millions of dollars and your CEO's making $500,000 a year, why would you want to see the homeless problem go away? Why would you fix it?
So let's go back to states' rights. Look at what the federal government does with federal dollars and the states. So they manipulate the states to do what they want them to do because they don't have control over the states, and the states follow for the money.
The 55-mile-an-hour speed limit was the perfect example of that. Either
yeah, the states told them to go to pot.
You lose all your highway funds.
Well, here's the thing, Slick. You cannot deny from me what I don't give you, right?
I agree. But you can't.
So why do the state give the federal government the money?
Well, you're the feds. I mean, the IRS will come after me, and we have no – I mean, they have made this country.
If the IRS come knocking at your door, you can call the police on them. They have no authority. The FBI has to check in with the sheriff or local authorities before they come knocking on people's doors.
That's absolutely true.
It may be true, but it will make you go to the bathroom on yourself. People do understand. People people are afraid of them. Go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say, when you're talking about, you know, we don't teach that much, you're going to have to be more definitive, because there's a lot of people that are teaching the right things as far as it comes to the church, et cetera, et cetera. It may not be the majority anymore, but there's still a lot of people, a lot of the remnant that is doing the right thing as far as that goes. As far as what you're teaching in the church.
Let me say this. When I say teaching in the church, the Bible says to bring the tithe into the storehouse and prove me herewith, that there may be meat. And we don't see a whole lot of meat. Hold on, guys. Listen, I got to sign off. And you've been listening to Talk Connection with Tracy and Friends here on WHKW. We'll be back here on next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Hope to see you then. If you want to catch us, you can catch us on Facebook, YouTube. We can continue this discussion as we go over there. But if not, stay here, and we'll be back next week. God bless you, and we'll see you then. I got mouses everywhere, guys. Okay. So what were you saying, Jeff? Oh, Pianki?
I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead. Six. Jeff, he may come back in. But as I was saying about the church, we are, as a body of Christ, we're not. You don't see it. When you go into people's churches and going in there, and I'm saying proving, we should be having things that are inside the church where people can come in and get what they need. Right now, our churches are fat. A lot of them are fat with wealth, and it's not spilling over into the congregation. Opportunities to teach and to learn. Because when I become born again, I'm a newborn child. I don't know anything. And I may not know how to live.
Well,
and I shouldn't come to church poor and end up poor.
I believe this.
Well,
is,
what do you do when you have
all by design?
Mm. Well, yes, it's by design. It's been going on for
design.
A long time.
Yes.
They've been trying to destroy the fabric of the United States for a long time. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, they've been working on this for 130, 140 years. They took over the education system. In order to not only dumb kids down, but to hide our history, and you know, people that doesn't understand their history is doomed to repeat it.
They don't.
You know, we've done some bad things.
So going back to church again. When you come to church, we teach the scriptures, but we don't teach how to make them applicable to life. You understand where I'm coming from? So if you're talking, we need to tell the truth.
Exactly.
So if you're going to talk about history,
memory,
I mean, history should be history in the world, and this is what we did wrong, and this is the truth. This is what happened. And we're not guilty because of what happened, and we don't lay fault because of what happened, but this is what happened. Your grandfather was this person, and we're not going to do that because generational curses are cut, and we're better now because we have a Bible.
Well, you know, that's another thing that's with blacks. A lot of blacks are cursed generationally for what their ancestors done over there in Africa to cause them to be expelled from the country. And that's what they do. If you believe in Buddha, if you believe in Shankara, if you believe in Orisha, well, that's true. They put curses on those folks. If
wow.
you committed a crime, you done something hideous, and you didn't pay restitution, then they either sold you in order to compensate for what costs that you expended on them, or they killed you.
I'm just saying, we could do better. We can do so much better. Hey, guys, hold on. I'm gonna close out my show. Thank you guys for coming on. Priyanka, you going to come back with us next week? I'm going to give you a call off the air.
All right, then, Tracy.
All right. Sticks, you know I love you.
Yeah, I know, sis.
Hold
on.
Thursday. Hold on. Hold on. I got to – when you come in here Thursday, you guys will figure out – you'll know why I'm so slow still.
That's all right.
I'm working.